We first found out about Unequal when my dad was looking for extra padding for football. So he's overprotective. He was willing to put me in as much padding as he could. And I think what really sold him was the military grade Kevlar that you put into your padding. Any sport he could, he'd put me in. For football, he'd put it in my helmet, my pads. And then when I transitioned back over to baseball, the Halo Gen 3 soft padding for my helmets and the catcher's chest protector, which works exceptionally well, and I love it. Like on foul balls, when the ball hits the hard chest protector, it really doesn't feel like the ball hits me. It's very soft almost. It also deadens the ball to where it just rests at my feet. And now my pitchers are throwing 80, 85. The old chest protector, I don't want to say I was afraid of the ball, but I was skittish. And now with my unequal padding, I'm not worried about doing my job because I know that unequal will protect me. It's never a bad impact. There's no problems with the pitches. And if you don't have to worry about thinking how much is this going to hurt, your job will get easier and you will perform much better in game. I'm already a step up from all the catchers my age and even possibly older than me. I'm always thinking what the next thing I should do rather than how is this going to impact me right now. I would recommend this to as many people as possible because this stuff really helps me. It gives me an edge up. My dad has seen a few concussions in his day and he knows how serious they can be, especially in children. So he makes sure that no matter what gear I have, if I have a helmet, there is unequal in it. I played 4 years of tackle football from about fourth grade to eighth grade. There was easily one kid every practice I ever participated in that always pulled their helmet off with a headache or some sort of dizziness, or there was always somebody who was complaining about some sort of head problem. But I don't ever remember coming off the field saying, I have a headache. I've never had a problem with my head, even after it bounces off the turf or I get, helmet to helmet contact. I've never had a concussion.
I was boarded in emergency medicine and practiced that for 20 years. So most of the places that I did work were trauma centers. Trauma to the head and torso would be what I think is my expertise. I think it's at first I was very reluctant, as many parents might be, to have a child in contact sports. As Alex alluded to, and kind of the overprotective dad, and having seen too many head injuries, traumatic brain injuries, I was kind of a pit bull about having protection, at least the best protection I could find. I just get a great sense of relief knowing that I have an equal between my son and a crash, an accident, a mistake. And to see Alex's head literally bounce off AstroTurf with a helmet with unequal in it, bounce off, truly a head crushing blow with a football helmet, and he stood up and walked right out. It was just a visible sign that my heart was in the right place to try to protect this young man.